Pei, Chesed Beis, one of Rashi's, four lines on the bottom. Filo Irvu. So the Mishnah said that Shtei Deyus is Zu Keneged Zu. So in one made a Uka, and one did not make a Uka. In the Chotzer, which was in front of the Deyutais, the one who made the Uka is Mutarin, the one who didn't make the Uka is Asurin. So came along Rav and said, Afilu Irvu, Shtei Aliyos, Chalek Lamechish, Ishara Luhu, Lahani Ayere Uka, Dahani, Dahanoch, Osulafuke Mani, Marina Luchot. So you can't tell me the concern is you're going to take items down from the Yuta A to the Chotzer to pour out into the Uka, even though they don't have the Uka themselves. That's your friend, they're going to not just pour the water, but they're going to pour the water on the Deyut, it'll go down there, etc. But rather, they're going to take the Kalim down there. Well, I'll read in the Chotzer, behead you, Al Sasa Uka, Braglam, they'll take the Kalim, which has the water, all the way down to where the Uka is. We'll call Metaltel Bechotzer, Zulam Ma'ariv. So there's no, that chashash doesn't exist because they were saying they made an eruv together. Even if that's not, even if they made an eruv, and this their concern isn't because you're going to bring the keli down all the way down over there and pour into it. Afilohachi, it's osur. Even so, Rabbi says it's osur. So Baya says, what's your thought process? Why should it be osur? If it's because mishum nefishi mayo di eshkan arba soyim lishnei batim. You're going to have four saw as opposed to two. That doesn't bother us. It says you can use an uka or you can use a gistra. Klicheris shenistak. Gistra is a klicheris which broke. Vinos tosham chetzi of the kabel hamayim. You take a gistra. Gistra is from the word gisi tray, two sides. It's one of the two sides. So you put that there to hold the water. The gistra was something that had no other use as opposed to a pot, something of that sort. Like the ditch. Well, the gistra means a half. It means it's in two parts now. So the chair is broken, you put half there, that's called a gistra. Okay, Kain Bieber shows him the dog. It's like a ditch or something that would use to make for the fish to hold the whole fish. Or Rava Sina Katana. I'm not sure this Sina Katana where the Messiah's of the Sina Katana is. You put a little boat there. I don't have the Messiah's exactly what you're doing. So you see, but it says you, even though it's full of water from before, and you can pour more water in, it's definitely going to flow out. It doesn't bother us. Rather, more says that Rava said that the yis is only in the case of the shlo irvu, because you might carry the kalim down. The most of the fuke maye b'moni debatim lahacha. The person will take the kalim, which holds the water, all the way down to the edge of the uka, the svasa uka, lishbech l'sefer, to pour directly into it. And that's a problem. So that's when it's also. But if they're irvu, it's going to be mutter because you're allowed to carry it down to there. Hadamov, Kate said, Mishnah. Zot, the Mishnah. Kolgagos, the irvishus achas. Vachali, hey gag, goodbye, yud, oinomach, yudibur, the mayor. Even though the homes beneath are owned by different people, and the gagas are owned by different people. Kelim, which were Shabbos and the gag, at the beginning of Shabbos, may be carried from that gag to any other gag in the city, because all the gagas are one rishus. As long as the height, there's not a disparity. But if there's different heights, you may not carry. The Mishnah discusses what's the problem with different heights. It's the same rishus, what's the difference? Each gag belongs to the home beneath it. So the same way you can't carry from one house to the other without an Eruv. So you cannot carry from one gag to the other without the two Bale Gagos being Ma'arav together. Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeris, Echad Chafifis, Rishus Achad Sein Lekalim, Shoshav Shav Lesoicha. Not only are all the Gagas one, like Rameir said, but all the Gagas together with all the Chatzeris, all the Kafifas, you may carry from one to the other. So Kelim, which was Shebis and a Chatzer, you may transport to a Gag. All these things have a lesser level of Tashmish, so the distinction between properties is regards to Hilchos Shabbos, the issue of Rishus is blurred, and we can carry from one to the other. But it's only for Kalim, which began Shabbos in Chatzar, Gag, or Karfif, or Karnamer in the Gag. So that Klei Chatzar may be carried from Chatzar to Gag, or from one Chatzar to the next. But the Kalim which started on Shabbos in the house, those are clay bias, they may not go from one chatzah to the next, or from the chatzah to the gag, or from one gag to the next. That they can't do. So Rashi called gagas here b'shus achas. Rabbi Pisha the urin chalukim lamata shnei b'nei adam. Even though the homes beneath are owned by two different people, a gagas shein tashmish and tader emel chiluk b'shus. The roof, which is not doesn't have the same level of tashmish, so we don't look at them as distinct and separate. If you set it on Shabbos in one gag, you may transport it to the next. One can't be higher. Also the tata mimenu the gagan. Time and fresh more. The more to discuss why the height should make a difference.
I don't understand why the frequency of usage is a factor. I mean, said like it's not. Do you look at it like it's not even his rishus? He doesn't even use his gogs.
It's not you. Well, the frequency also comes out the frequency and the type of usage over there. So it's not distinct. In the individual type of usage things that you were doing over there, it's more public type of things that you're doing there.
Okay, so you just
so it comes out. You don't see in there the privacy of one individual being transported from one. I don't perceive this is distinctly his that I'm doing an act of being motzi merishus the rishus. Whereas, because it's a gag, yeah, they're all one big happy family. Whereas a house, which I use it for more distinct type of usages, so that is perceived as my private rishus, then taking from my private rishus to your private rishus, you need a neighbor. Okay. We look at each one as separate based on the home beneath, which is beneath it. Shimon Mekel Mikulam, he's the most lenient. Remember, Chatzeres of Gagos of Kaviva Shein Yosef, Shein Yosef Mesosayim, Hoyle Mikulam, Ein Mishashishan Meyuchad Betoder. It's not very, very distinct, private type of usage, it's not so often. So Rishus Achas saying they all proceed this one area. Metaltalin Mizel Azeh. Fill me Chatzar Shal Rabim, the Chatzar Rabim. Below Erev, you can carry from one Chatzar to the next without any type of Erev. Blessed of Shimon, Rubach Hatzeris, Elo Mishum Heter Klibai. So the whole need for Rubach Hatzeris is the matter. Kalim, which started out in Shabbos and the Bias, they're going to need a Rubach Hatzeris. But or Shtupim Avuos. But otherwise, there's no need for it. the whole one should the kelim shabbos b'sayichin kelim shabbos be'echad mehen metziyin oisam mizel azeh. Kelim shabbos and one of the gag or chutzah or karf, if you make care from one to the other. I will love the kelim shabbos b'sachabayis v'hiviyum l'chatzerin ayidei she'irvu b'nei chutzah. Then on Shabbos it was taken from the home into the chutzah based on eruv. Also, l'tziyin mechatzera l'chutzah acheres, you cannot take it from another chutzah. Imloy eruvu based on chutzeres yachin, unless the two chutzeres made an eruv together.
Well, why is the gagos though different than, you know, like a carmelos?
Well, we're gonna. There's gonna either they have mechitzas, or they have a kudasik mechitza. So they have a din of mechitzas. Something more. Yosef abaya bar oven, Rabbi Chanina bar oven, Yosef abaya gabayu. So Rabbi Oven's two sons, Abaya and Rabbi Chanina, were sitting, and Abaya, Stam Abaya, sitting next to them. They were saying the following: Bishamar Rabbanan Savri Kishem Shad Yurin Chalukin Lamata Kach the Yurin Chalukin Lamala. We understand each gag belongs to individual person, so they're separate. So you have to make an error from one to the next to be able to carry. Remeir might make a suffer. He would hold it. He would hold that it's they're called lamata. So then that's why you can't carry from one gag when it's higher or lower. So even if they're flat, you can't carry. Elamai what? Because of ain chalukin. We don't look at them as distinct. Everything above 10 tefachim, everything on the roof, we all look at it as one big happy family. So then I feel gagavoya, sir, but why should it make a difference if one is higher than one is lower? As long as they're all above 10 tefachim, that's like a different area of minimal tashmish, and that's it. Amalo Abaya, so Abaya said to Abai Bar Oven and Ruchir Bar Oven, didn't you hear that Rabbi Yisrael Bar Dimi said? They said the following, we have this in Shabbos, on Daf Tes. Rabbi said the following, Kabokam Shatam Moitzer Shtei Rishuyos, Vein Rishus Achas. You have two Rishus Ayochids in one Rishus. For example, Kigan Omud Rishus Ayochid Goyasar Baruch of Dalit. You have an Omud which is 10 Tvachim high and 4x4. So it's by definition Rishus Ayochid. And it's sitting in a Rishus Ayochid. It's ensconced in the middle of Rishus Ayochid. So it's Rishus Ayochid within Rishus Ayochid. So what do you do over there? Also, the katif of love, the people, the bnei rishus hayachid may not use the omud for their purposes. Why is that? I mean, there's no issue to carry from. It's all one rishus. There's no distinct ownership. All of them are the same person or the same group. It's gzeira mishum tel rishus harabim. So the case where you'd have such an item Rishus Rabim, and it's Rishus Yachid, that'd be Mamashin Yisrael D'Raisa. They said, since in people's mind they perceive it as being distinct, and they say, well, you're allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the top of this Omud, so, wow, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus to the other. So they do the same thing in Rishus Rabim, Chas V'Shom. So the same idea over here, the bias said, So the problem here is if one is 10 tefachim higher, 10 tefachim lower, in people's minds, you're carrying from higher to lower, it's like you're carrying from one rishus to the other, and if that's permitted, they might come to carry in rishus to rabbi, carry from rishus to rabbi to an amud, which is 10 to them high. Okay. Sabri minua, they assumed from the conversation that that iser of tail rishus to rabbi, of the amud rishus to yachid, it's lav dafka an amud. I feel a martesh, I feel a gigas, even if it's a barrel, even if it's a martesh, it's a large mortar. Some lo abaya hachyamr mar lo amr remeir ella amud v'amasarichayim. The only his halacha is only said by a case of an amud or an amasarichayim. So amasarichayim was when they build a mill, they make a foundation. That was called Amasarichai. So that's where Meir said it was also. Because those things, you put them down, they stay there. So that people will perceive the same thing as a tail, which is a rabbi, because it's kavua. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha Barik Fosil Shabane Basket Service the Kavua. We have a case where you have two Rishuyos, two Chatzeris, and there's a Kosil in between. Vomer Rav Yehuda said, Kishatimsi Larmer the Dibra Meir Gagan Rishus Leatzman Chatzeris Rishus Leatzman Kafiv is Rishus Leatzman. We look at each one of the. So he says the same way he said all the Gagas are one, he holds all the Chatzeris are one, all the Kafivas are one, which means that therefore I'm allowed to carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B over the wall, but the wall is 10 tefachim high. And according to this thought process, the chart should be also to carry it from chatzer to chatzer over the wall. You solve your chatzeris problem, but there's a gzeira, also a case of the tail brishas rab. The same way you can't carry from a gag which is higher 10 tefachim to a gag which is lower, you can't carry from chatzer A to the top of the wall to chatzer B. My love, the shore of the Tzule Derech Kaisel. That's a kasha. Amr Huna Bar Yehuda, Amr Rav, Sheishis Loi, Lahachel Tzulehoi Tzederech Pesachim. You're not going over on top of the wall, because that taka would be problematic, because that goes into the Gzerah of Tel Rishos Rav. It's referring to going through the door. There's a doorway in between the Chatzeris. You may go through that door. So Bai said to them, we have a cloud, whenever you have two Rishuyas, which each one is distinct, both have the same halachic status, it's an omen which is 10 tefachim high, standing in a chotzer, which is Rishus HaYochid. So, you go in Omer b'Gavur b'Chotzer. Also, the Katav Alav min Chotzer. You can't you stand in the Chotzer and use the Omer to arrange your items. Abish Rishus Chotzer Oyla Ad Rikia. Even the Rishus Chotzer surrounds that of the Omer above 10 Tefachim all the way up to Rikia. Tei Rishum Tel B'Kavur Yud Rishus Arabim the Hav Rishus Ayachid B'Lo Yosir L'Leisi L'Ksufei Olo. If you allow him to use the Omid in the Rishus HaYochid to arrange his burden, he'll do so in the Rishus HaRabim, and that's a problem. Amas Rechaim Kobinyan Hamodas Rechaim Mokim Meshavim currently Amas Rechaim. That which you build as a foundation to hold the Rechaim is called Amas Rechaim. Avodim Kameh Alem Mokim the Dom of the Tail. That's like a case of a tail. Okay. If you think about it, same Rameer holds all the Gagas are one, all the Chaseras are one. Even though they're both shared Chaseras, you can care for one to the other, below Erev without an Erev. And Erev of a Yachid to a Yachid, also even with the Gecha, the Domer, Meir, Gagas, Rishus Achas, all the roofs are one. Shemina Mino, the Chaseras, not Rishus Achas, all the Chaseras are also one Rishus. Shere Eitas Rishus, Miyuchid Kibat, and they don't have privatized usage like a home. Domer the Gagas. So why, Kron the Meir, can't you carry from a Gag to a Chatsu? So Grashi, I'll tell you what. If I can't carry from one rooftop to the next, they're both the same level of tashmish on a roof. So the same level of tashmish. You can't carry from one to the other because the difference is a height of 10. So from a gag to a chatzar for sure would be prohibited. Malkavonis is all the chaseris are one. My love, other kamina chaseris rishus laatzmon. All of the rishus are one rishus. The shor lachzulei derech kaisel means you're allowed to carry over the roof, the wall. Lagaz rishum tail. You don't make say. Listen, when the wall is 10 tefachim high, it's like a tail. So therefore, alma gag gavoya benamuch time achrinahu. The case where it's gavoya benamuch, so that it must be a different reason. Not what you're saying, which the more eventually salvages the pshat. Karva miyesh yosim mibesa sayim. According to Rav Shimon, yeah, should go on. Karfifas. I was going to Meir. Remeir is also there. If they're one, all of them are one. What does that mean? See, if they're Yosef Yisrael, so you have a problem. You can't carry dalaramas more than dalaramas. Metaltim nizel zel soich dalit. If they're one of Yisrael, you're allowed to carry one to the next. That's mutter. They have a limitation. You can't carry more than dalaramas. So dalit, you can carry from one to the next. Yisrael Yisrael. Which then you're allowed to carry within them the full area, so it's tilt to gomer. You can carry from one to the next as much as you want. So, it's from the gag to the chatzar, according to the mayor, because there's a difference in height. What's wrong with the chatzar to a karfiv? He said, in general, the karfivs were privately owned. Okay. So more says it means derech pesachim. Okay, Mishnah said kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzma. The Chacham say each one of the gagos is a separate rishus. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that they can carry on their gag within their area, or it means they can't carry at all because there's it's open from one gag to the next. You cannot carry from one guy to the next. So it's ported to Mokham Osoloi. Ported to Mokham Osoloi should ask, so you can't carry in your own gag either. In my Rabbimur, I'm a Talti Baila Badal Adams. That roof, that your own roof, you can only carry Dal Adams. Shmuel Amr, what to the Talti Bakuloi? You're allowed to carry throughout your own roof as much as you want. So it's like this: mechitzah nikaris to chuliyam alapligi. If the mechitzahs are nikaris, so then everybody holds its mutter. So the Chosh Rashi tells us what that means. Rashi says we're talking about that if the houses below are not totally contiguous, there's a gap between the houses, so you can see the walls of the house coming up in between each gag, and there's a half a foot gap, whatever it is, so you can jump from one to the next. But you can say good asik mechitza because you see the distinct walls of each house is distinct. So then everybody holds it's mutter. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that there's no overhang of the roof over the walls. So the chitz in the chorus is because the walls of the house come all the way up to where the gag is. As opposed to if there'd been an overhang, you can't see the mechitzes, which are below. Rashi learns that the houses are distinct. So everybody agrees that each house you're allowed to carry fully. You say good as the mechitzes. So where's the machlokes? Well, they're not nikkur. So the Rashi means that the houses are row houses, all attached one to the next. So it's one long unit. So Rav says, Rav Amar Eim Taltin by Ela B'dalad Amis. Learn good as the mechitzah. You don't see good as mechitzah because you don't see the mechitzahs as being of each house being distinct. They're all one long attachment. Shmulamer mutzat talta bekuloi. There are good asik mechitzta. You say good asik mechitzta. Even though they're not nicker, you say good asik mechitzta. It's a krashi. Remember, ein matalta. The rabbanon begaga some of the case you have. According to the rabbanon, each gag is distinct. So one gag is next to the next. You only carry eleven dalanamas. The kibbutz rabbanon kol echad reshus la'atzman. Each one has its own area. But the hand fruits in zelazeh, but it's totally open from one to the next. Oysin zelazeh they ask in each other. That would be shus prutza b'maloya l'mokum asulah. It's a case of reshus which is totally porous on one side to a mokum which would asur on it, which makes it asur. Shmuel says mutatata b'kul the mechitzas hamavdilis l'mata. Mechitzas which are down below ben hadiyurim between the diyurim. This is Girsa that the Bach has, which separates between the people living below. So Amrina, we say good as kino, that comes up lamala v'yafiru b'neim, and it considers if there's a distinction between the gagas on top. So mechitzah nikar shein about the mechuborim, the houses are not attached. V'yesh aber b'neim, there's a gap between the houses. Mechitzas abatim near in the Malagag. You stand on the roof, you can see each house, how it has its own walls. Kishmasakl and Tachas, when they look down. So, Klam la Pligi, the Rinabu Gur Asik, you say Gur Asik, the Dhammu, La'amr, Rishasarabim, Da Rishasayachin. It's like each one is like a big block sitting in Rishasarab. It's Rishasayachin, Mishum Gur Asik, you say Gur Asik, Mashaykh Mahale, extend it up. All of the homes are attached. So you can't see on the roof. You don't see any distinction of the wall, but which exists between that two houses. So Rav says, "Lormin, good asim chay gavli." You don't see good asim in such a situation. Shmuel says that you do. We learned in the Mishnah. Mechamar kol echad echad is reshus laatzmoy. So the Mishnah's lashon is reshus laatzmoy, which sounds like you're allowed to carry within that reshus. The Mishnah of the Shmuel Nicha, according to Shmuel, makes sense that you're allowed to carry within that area. El Rav Kasha. According to Rabbi Shmir. So Amar Bei Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Shelo Yitalta Beis Amos Begagzeh, Beis Amos Begagzeh. You can't carry more than Dalat Amos, but it's again to know that each one of the separate Rishos, you can't carry from one to the next within the distance of Dalat Amos. You can carry the whole area. So the more answer is no, it means you can't carry, that according to Rab, you can't carry more than Dalat Amos, and what's relevant is you can't carry from one to the next, even though it's within Dalat Amos of each other.
According to Rab, you can carry.
You cannot carry with a dollar amount from one gag to the next. Because it's different shuyas. Okay, let's hold it here.